before the temple, before Gwyneth made friends with a young green dragon, before the manticore, the murders, and even the emotional trauma surrounding and leading up to the griffin, there was a one-shot in which some people got together to play D&D on a lark. Now, for obvious reasons, that wasn't recorded, so that's not what you're going to be hearing tonight. But we decided to do something different, another world to that game. Welcome to Ghost at the Golden Glow Estates, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun Anarchy adventure. You are all in Greensboro, the year is 2080, and you are here to meet with an old fixture of yours, a dwarf by the name of Hezra Umberscales, who has sent you contacts for a job she wants the three of you to do. Now, who are the three of you? Let's start with Kiara.
Of course. I am playing Henry. He is a troll technomancer. He is a very simple man of sentences. And very easily distracted by touch.
Aren't we all?
What?
Relatable.
He's a touch-starved idiot, is what she's saying right now.
Alright.
Amazing. No words, only hugs for Henry.
I can't even. Oh, carry on.
Alright, and Matt, who will you be playing tonight?
I am playing Vixen. She is an orc face.
Well, what's the rest of her body?
You know, she doesn't have a rest of her body. She's just a face. just floating around. Just a disembodied, yeah. Yeah, she's like the, she's basically like the social aspect of a Shadowrunner team. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And finally, we get to Jess.
Hello. Okay. Hold on. I gotta get my character voice going.
Oh, no.
Hello. My name is Dr. Andre Kula. My name is Street Doctor. And
oh my
showman.
God. Oh my god. Oh my god, I hate your character so much already.
Are you going to be keeping that voice up?
I am, yes.
Oh my
okay.
god.
Oh my god, I live for
my
it.
My friends call me Doc Kula.
I'm gonna need mercy.
So our good friend Dr. Andre is a tall human man with a very pronounced widow's peak who is always dressed to the nines in a strangely dated clothing, but he makes it work.
Oh man, bless.
And I am the GM. And before we start, I just want to remind our runners tonight, and anyone who might be listening, that we will be playing with a special rule to regain edge. So, for the game, if you make a dad joke or pun, you can gain a point of edge, but you will make a shock attack against anyone that can hear it, using logic plus charisma.
Yes. Incredible.
And they defend with willpower plus charisma.
It returns.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best house rule that's ever been ruled.
It really is.
Thank Dungeons and Daddies for it.
Good gravy. Good gravy. I will never get over that name.
You arrive at the Greensboro PTI airport. I believe that's the name.
Yeah, PTI.
Yeah. Okay, you arrive at the Greensboro PTI airport, and you have a go-go waiting to take you to the Golden Glow Estates, where your fixer, Hezra, lives now in a retirement community.
All right.
How long has it been since you've seen each other, or do you guys run together all the time? What's your relationship with each other?
I'm going to say right now that Henry absolutely needs a keeper.
Okay.
If either one of you wants to volunteer Henry. As the regular keeper for Henry.
Like, yeah.
You work very well as a thrall for Doc Hula.
Oh, man.
I mean, friend. Max, like, I can't play in this game now. I have to leave.
I'm done. I've dropped mic. I win. That's it.
This is just gonna be, like, a Jess only session.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a solo mission.
Bow wow. I do too.
It's just me talking to myself for like 2 hours.
I'm just gonna suffer for this entire session. Oh my god.
Is love not suffering? It's not.
This is the only suffering I've
It shouldn't
through.
Be.
She can
be it. Are you sure?
Listen, don't make me feel worse.
That's what you think.
Here we have a marriage just like fraying apart.
Over my Shadowrun character. So sorry.
Let me tell you the story of the Shadowrun Anarchy one shot that ruined my marriage.
Okay. So are y'all friends, enemies?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's a hard stance taken by Max.
We are no.
No,
I have many friends. I consider you all my children.
Oh my god.
Henry is gonna like awkwardly look at like your shoulder and sidle step away. No eye contact.
He's a troll, right? He's probably like significantly taller than me.
Yes. He is tall. He's kind of beefy, but like not the beefiest troll you've run across.
So he's just like staring downwards like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. I know this is awkward. I want God now.
Henry has a sweater. Mom, come pick me up. I'm serious.
Contacts. Sweater mom. Thank you.
Write it down right now.
Agreed.
All right. See, we Alrighty. Finish our characters. All right. So, after you all establish how you know each other,
how do we know each other?
I am a well traveled and worldly man. I know many people.
If Henry has not met you all in person, he's probably stalked your like internet selves and knows a lot about you.
He's been watching my Instagram where I post a lot of like weird empty pictures of mirrors.
Yes.
Looking good today.
Yeah, felt cute today. Might delete later.
Occasionally you get occasional messages of like a picture of like spaghetti like makings, like someone's gonna make it, and there's like a particular zoom in on the chopped garlic that's about to be added from Henry. Just
like being harassed. Someone help me.
Oh my god.
Cyberbullying is vampires are a thing.
I mean, vampires are a thing in Shadowrun.
You're all making so many assumptions about me.
Is there a character who is actually just a regular human that Jess has ever played? I'm not sure at this point.
Is he just a dude or is he actually a vampire?
He's a dude, of course.
Well, yeah, but like, is he just a dude? Or is he a dude who is also a vampire?
Isn't that my sexy little secret?
Oh my god.
So what's Vixen's Instagram life like since I've been stalking them?
Oh my god. Vixen is definitely very well traveled. Posts a lot of pictures of you know, a lot of the different places that she's been. A lot of them are like bars and clubs around Atlanta. She's got a bunch of pictures in you know, a really well-known club called Purgatory. you know, a lot of pictures of like fancy food and drinks.
Okay, pretty normal.
A couple selfies.
A little bit harder to troll you. Got it. Andre made it so easy.
Oh my Look, god, is your Andre... character just a... Did you make your character just a fucking internet troll? Was that your whole gimmick?
No, but it is
now.
Oh
my god.
Now it is.
Oh my god.
I have a rafflecopter. It goes swish, swish, swish.
I just send you all the worst viral club songs that come out. That's what I do.
Great.
You get like you get these weird messages on Instagram from Andre every once in a while that are like, love this place. I remember when it was a grassy knoll.
So basically we all know each other via the internet.
Yeah, we're all Instagram friends.
Oh my god.
We're neo insta mutuals.
And we all have we ever worked together? Have we ever actually worked together, or do we just know each other on Instagram?
I think we just know each other on Instagram.
Oh my god. Wow, this is awful. I can't believe I'm in another Instagram-centric one-shot with you guys.
Why is this your life?
I'm sorry, I hate this time so it was much. My fault. I did this.
I don't even like Instagram.
I don't even use Instagram.
I've never been. I don't have an Instagram. I don't really know how it works.
I just used it to post pictures of other people's pets when I go to their house.
That
well, you're the only the reason right that I'm on Instagram is because I have to be on Instagram for marketing purposes.
Yep, that's fair. I respect that.
Yeah. An SUV piles up, you all pile into the back seat because there are two front seats, but the driver has his two daughters strapped in a car seat in the passenger seat.
No. I don't think that's safe.
Don't worry, I got them strapped in.
God damn it.
Well, yeah, but they're not, I mean, they're not supposed to be in the front seat. I mean, haven't you?
It's fine. Look, like, they're okay, facing the
well,
back.
It's me, your Uber driver, Jerry.
Yeah, it's Jerry. Yeah. He looks in the back mirror. Okay, so where do you two want to go today?
Can the driver's name be Terry? I just really need the driver's name to be Terry.
His name is Jerry. He has the two kids in the
He'll show up at a later point. Don't worry.
Terry is the final boss of this podcast.
Oh my god.
Sweet baby Jesus.
It's gonna be some kind of like multi... universe happening.
Multi-dimensional yeah. being.
Oh my goodness.
In every timeline there is a Terry.
In every timeline Max's character ends up doxing.
Yes. Him.
Okay, so where do you two want to go? He says, looking in the mirror.
We've got a meeting at the Golden Glow Retirement Community.
Oh, okay, I know where that is. Come on.
Henry proceeds to bring out Silly Putty and just starts playing with it and occasionally making fart sounds out of it. Awkwardly looking at no one, just staring like at his knees while playing with Silly Putty.
So I'm imagining we're all like squished into the backseat of the car.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, we've got this very big troll on one side of the car and a not quite as big, but still very big orc on the other side of the backseat.
And then there's Andre Kula.
Dr. Kula is just like sandwiched into the middle.
Skinny, like skinny ass.
What it turns into is we can't canonically tell if he's a vampire by the driver's response, because he could just be hidden by the two very large bodies sitting next to him.
Can't see you.
So canonically is still unconfirmed.
Sorry, Vixen looks across Dr. Kula, like, in the back seat, and just, like, stares at Henry.
Henry is, like refusing
are you,
to-
Are you okay? What's up with this guy?
Do you say that?
No, I don't. I don't say anything.
Okay.
But I try to communicate that via my expression.
I mean, Henry refuses to look up. He's still, like, looking at his knee and just playing with Silly Putty. Just, like, Nope.
I lean over and whisper to Vixen. He has a stress response. His heart rate is elevated.
Okay.
His anxiety, do not worry.
Alright. Okay. Sure.
Do I hear this, though?
I mean, you have working ears, right?
I do. Are you trying? So I pull out my data pad and, like, just, like, stick my silly putty to, like, the back of it, and then I type something. A message pops up on the good doctor's data pad, and it's a picture of garlic bread on Instagram.
Why do you tease me like this? You know I have an allergy.
Do you spend the ride talking with people, talking with each other?
I'm gonna talk with the driver.
All right, what would you like to talk about?
Because I'm an obnoxious extrovert. So, how long have you been driving for GoGo?
Oh, you know, ever since I got laid off when they, like, after they peeled back some of the seg law, after they did some desegging down here, and more metas started taking up jobs, you know, my company fired me right after their mom got hit by a giant truck, so I work for GoGo now. You know, my brothers and sister, Terry and Carrie.
Oh, God.
We all just tried to make it work together.
Henry, hearing this, like, reaches awkward hand.
You do realize you've got a backseat full of metas, right?
No, I don't bear any animus towards metahumans, you know. I know it's not their fault that I'm left scraping by paycheck to paycheck. Barely able to hold anything.
I mean, it kind of sounds like you think brink that.
Brink of destitution, you know. It's not like I'm resentful or anything.
I mean, but the way you're phrasing it, you know, it's kind of what it sounds like.
I mean, I'm just saying the real impact of Listen, yeah, so Golden Glow Estates, you have some relatives there?
No, we're visiting an old friend.
A very old friend.
Damn it!
I've heard that hasn't been doing too well just since the sec, but you know, nothing has. You hear some crying from up in the front.
Is it, like, does it sound like it's the driver, or the driver's kids?
Is it Jerry, or is it the babies?
a little bit of both.
Okay.
Going down Bryan Boulevard, you turn onto 40. You turn onto the old 40 and hit it. Fuck, I live here and I can't remember the
It's still under construction.
It's still under construction, and you go to the former campus of the GTCC Greensboro branch, which was destroyed in the Great University Wars of 2076.
Didn't stand a chance.
2050, yes. To the Golden Glow Estates. Was what is built as a premier retirement home for like all just written right in front of humans when it clearly wasn't supposed to be there. Well, here we are. I hope y'all have a nice visit with your friend.
Thanks.
The doors Thank open you. On their own.
Thanks for the ride. Have a nice day.
And a pleasant evening to you.
Oh, you're here. I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
I eat that a lot.
As you all exit the vehicle, and it pulls away silently.
As he's pulling away, I pull out my comlink, and I very quietly rate the driver 1 star.
Right? Hold on.
Because he is racist.
Being the troll I am, Henry pulls out his own, and then right below your 1 star is another, like, 1 star, and then it says, smells like baby breath, and then just...
Does the good doctor have anything to add to this?
I leave another lady. Review that's 1 star that just has a coffin emoji in it.
Oh my god! Oh, brilliant!
Meanwhile, the Go-Go headquarters, oh, he got 3 1-stars. Time to let him go. Oh, oh. Time to let him go. Got there.
I was just gonna say that.
Good save.
See, but now your allies won't have to take shock damage when you say that.
It's true.
Oh, thank God.
Dangerous precedent here.
That's true.
As you approach the building, you see a man with visible tech in hand, visible in, like, cybernetics, just smoking out in front of the community center. As you approach, like, the front area of the estates.
What time of day is it?
It's about mid-afternoon.
So I do have my sunglasses on.
Yes.
I have here in my gear cool shades. So
nice.
Okay.
Gotta have those.
You can be sure they're cool. 25 minutes in, we're starting the adventure. Let's go.
Fantastic.
This is the quality content I am here for.
He looks up to you three as you approach. Takes another draw of his cigarette and pulls out some. What can I do you for?
I step behind the smaller but still large orc lady and hide behind her.
Hi there. We're here to see, sorry, GM, what's our fixer's name?
Hezra Umberscales.
Alright, we're here to see oh my god. We're here to see
Ezra Miller.
God damn it.
Ezra Miller, still alive in 28.
And he's in the gold.
Oh my god, I don't know how to talk.
Yes.
We're here to see Hezra Umberscales. Do you happen to know where she is?
He takes another draw. All the residents are currently in the Red Hall. We apparently have some paranormal activity in the apartment building, so.
Paranormal activity? Like, what kind? What do you know about what's going on?
The marked ones are the ghost dimension. Hey! I'm the only one that got that joke.
Oh my
That's
god.
Made a joke for you.
It was for me. me only.
A joke for Jess by Jess.
For the people, by the people.
The people
Jess is the people.
Yeah.
Yes. Of like one of the old generals started appearing like a few days ago, scared everyone off, so Lance and Arnott decided to move them into the rec hall while we get it sorted out.
That's a little bit weird.
Yeah, I mean, you can still visit, but just don't go past the rec hall if you don't want to get into that business.
Okay. That's when they start up with their booze and their woo. They think they're so scary. Like, we get it, you're dead. Keep it at rest, buddy.
But that counts.
Yes! I'm sorry, but yes!
Alright.
That actually counts.
Oh my god.
So, Doc, you gain a... Andre, you gain a point of edge. Woo. Make your attack.
Oh no.
Wait. What is the attack again? You're gonna have to remind me. Working memory machine broke.
It is logic plus charisma. Defending is willpower plus charisma.
That's only one hit.
It's 3 hits for me.
6 for me.
Henry is unfazed. He didn't get it.
So it kind of falls flat, but you still get your point of edge off of it.
I get the satisfaction, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, well, they're in the road call. I'll be in there as soon as I finish my smoke break. He says, pulling out a fresh cigarette and lighting it up.
Just there? Just standing there? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Being an NPC.
Yep. Henry pulls out his data pad and then sends both the doctor in the group chat, the doctor and Vixen, a picture of Casper, the friendly ghost.
Yep, you get a 3D picture of Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I like it.
Going into the Red Hall, you see what looks like it was a giant auditorium at one point.
Okay,
but like any bingo tables that were there have been pushed to the side for like sleeping cots and chairs and like little car tables.
Real quick, before we go in, like, as we pass this guy, I'm going to turn to him and say, oh, by the way, keep up that habit. It keeps me in business. Ah!
Rag off, old man.
What are you calling old? I just keep... Oh, you know what? It's not worth it. Keep walking.
Alright. But yes, you make it into the Red Call. You see some elves. You see like an elf or two. But mostly humans. And you do see a dwarf just like playing solitaire at a table.
The dwarf is.
The dwarf exists.
Therefore, exists.
They are. Yeah. No, but yes.
All right.
The dwarf.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The dwarf is Hezra.
The dwarf is Hezra. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. That's what I was gonna ask.
Well, I'm glad we established that the dwarf both exists and is Hezra. It's important. This is real life, people. Yes. This isn't an actual play podcast.
No. These are the important details that set everything we do apart.
It keeps everything real and grounded. Yeah.
We're grounded in reality. Mm-hmm. And realism. We spare no expense in research.
Absolutely.
I am totes a troll.
And I am actually an orc.
And I am a human man. Named Andre, and also a doctor.
And also may or may not be a vampire.
Listen.
What are you talking about?
And is allergic to garlic bread.
This truly is the opposite of everything I am as a person.
Okay.
Oh.
Alright, let's get back on
track. We spend a few minutes walking back to the tracks. Okay, so you are in the rec hall. Yep. You're in the rec hall, you see Hezra playing solitaire by herself. She has a knife up on the table in case anyone tries to start some drek.
Alright. I have always liked her style. So I'm going to approach in front of her so that she can see me. Because, you know, don't want to walk up behind somebody like Hezra. You know, I'm going to stop in front of her table and I'm gonna say, hey, it's good to see ya.
Oh, Vixen, it is so good to see you. Has your career been going well?
It's been great. You know, I moved out to Atlanta. Yeah.
They haven't been treating you too poorly down there. I know what these Southerners can be like.
No, actually it's a lot better in, you know, some of the big cities.
That's good, that's good.
They're a little more progressive down there.
And you're keeping good company, I trust.
And then I step out from behind her, where I've been hidden.
Yeah, definitely.
I say, Hezra, my old friend!
Andre, you haven't aged a day. It's so good to see you.
I feel like I haven't seen you in centuries.
Oh, it's at least that, dear friend. Any older and I might have been a human the last time you seen me.
Henry just, like, looks down at her solitaire table and then does an awkward wave.
Oh, hello, Henry. You always were a magical child. And by magical, I mean technomancer, which is kind of magic.
Same.
Have you been socializing more?
Looks over at the other two out of the corner of his eyes and then goes thumbs up?
Question mark?
Well, he's been talking to us on Instagram. I mean,
I'm glad to hear. You should share your Instagram handles with me. I don't...
Henry...
See, Eric, I didn't make an Instagram handle for Andre. I made one for Alexi. Never asked for that one.
Oh my...
For this one.
Oh my god. Wow. Just falling down the... You know, everything every Shadowrun character needs. Codename, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just ran out of space to put that on the anarchy sheet or in the rule book.
His data pad, and it has an Instagram page opened up, and it's Henrecker. And it's just got a picture of Disney movies.
Oh.
Not putting that in there.
All right. Oh, thank you, Henry. I will look at it in my free time.
Mine is Vixen _ Tusk.
That very fitting.
Mine's
of you.
Just it's DR _ Acula. It's my business Instagram.
I'm sure as a street doctor you're always busy.
Of course, people are always losing blood. I look around like, why is she laughing?
Well,
I love this character, Jess, I hate so this character
so much.
For the podcast listeners, Mac is currently dying.
Mac is signing the divorce papers as we speak. I can see your hand moving.
If you leave a rating and review for this episode, just put F in the comments.
Please leave 5 stars to save my marriage.
Or 1 star to comment on baby breath. It's all fine.
Yeah. 1 star, like we all gave for being racist.
If we don't get 300 5-star reviews,
oh boy,
the stakes have never been higher.
Oh boy, the stakes have never been higher, and the possibilities never been lower. Welcome to the Dice Fiends, where I've asked for several episodes in a row. All right. Yes. Well, I did call you here for a mission, but unfortunately, something else has come up since then. I wanted you to take my pendant to Seattle to give to my lawyer. But a ghost has appeared and is keeping us all from our rooms.
Well, a ghost is better than a bloodsucker, huh? Lawyer jokes.
You've always had that grave sense of humor.
Okay, I think we've been butchered. We're done. Our party dies from pun damage.
I am in physical pain.
But yes, if you could go retrieve the pendant for me from my room, I'd be ever so grateful.
Yeah, we can do that.
Of course.
I mean, it's just...
Of course.
It's just one ghost, right?
Alright. My room number is 214. It should be in the apartment complex.
Alright.
Oh, I know this part, guys. We have to get the six-pack of juice to knock the pendant out of the trash chute. And then we can take the key and wind the clock.
Way to ruin my mystery and surprise.
Sorry. So sorry.
My god. Okay, Henry. Oh, wait. Dr. Acula.
Like, which? What?
You just made a name I... No, Jess just made a name I wouldn't be able to forget.
You can't.
So, yes. She gives you the mission. Get the pendant. Is there anyone else you want to talk to in the room? There are several humans.
Hang on. I'm not done talking to Hezra yet.
All right, what questions do you want to ask her?
Well, Hezra, how much do you know about the ghost? What have people been saying about it? I mean, have you seen it? Do you know anything about it?
Make me some kind of charisma check. What are your skills?
Negotiation?
Yeah, let's go with negotiation. Two hits.
Two hits?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to re-roll any of those?
Yeah, I'm gonna spend an edge.
Alright.
Alright, 4 hits.
Well, from what Lance has told us, it's apparently the ghost of one of those old generals from the Fifth World. I think his name is Green something. But he's been flying around the place, talking about how his treasure was stolen, and he's been, they said he was calling up animal spirits.
Hmm. So, what kind of animal spirits, do you know?
Like, there was a wolf, a possum, some snakes. It's just been very strange, and Arnott and Lance told us we had to stay in the hall, in the rec hall, while they got it sorted out. They're supposed to be hiring some people, but they haven't gotten on it.
Hmm. How long ago did that happen? I mean, it looks like it was a while ago, judging by all the cots and everything in here.
Oh, it's been a little under a week since we've been staying in here.
A week?
A week.
They put you all in the rec room for almost a week.
Yes.
And didn't do anything about the ghost.
He says he's trying to find some shamans to hire.
I mean, it's so easy to find and hire a shaman.
Yes.
In this day and age.
Hello. Hello. Hello, it is me.
Are you a shaman?
I am.
Audrey? I did not know that.
Wild. Fucked up if true, but...
I mean, it's odd that as a fixer I didn't know that since I would be assigning you jobs, but...
Yes, well.
I suppose it's just been so long since we've seen each other.
It has. Ages and ages.
Ages and ages.
You know, I was traveling overseas, visiting back home.
Yes, I always remember you'd like to keep a piece of your homeland with you whenever you slept.
So mad. Eric, that's in my gear. <She's> I have one vial of soil.
Oh my god.
I pull it out of my pocket. Right here. Sometimes it gets lonely being in a new place. We need the little things to remind us of home.
Is there anything else I can help you with? I mean, not to rush you away or anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, I gotta know, you know, once we get this, pendant out of your apartment for you, you know, you want us to take it to Seattle, what's the pay gonna be like?
It was gonna be a surprise, but since I'm not gonna be needing it anymore, if you take it to Seattle, my lawyer should have a key to one of my old safe houses. So if you take it to there, you can use that and any of the equipment and money that's still in there. I locked it up a while ago, so there should still be some. I suppose there'd be antiques by now, but that'll at least get you some new yen.
All right.
Let me clarify. Excellent. I am welcome in your safe house. Yes.
You're welcomed in any house. You're welcomed in any house. I may be an Andre.
You, thank you. Well, there is only one thing to do when you find a ghost. You must bust it. Are we ready to bust it, my friends?
Henry just raises his arm above his head.
Yes, we're... Yeah, I'm ready to bust it.
And then in Instagram, Henrecker posts, bust a nut. A picture of a ghost emoji.
You're right, Henry. That ghost is nuts.
Andre, I gotta know, Andre. Does Bustin make you feel good?
It does. You see, it releases the endorphins. I won't bore you with the medical talk.
Oh, my face hurts.
Really? Because it's killing me.
I think these... Okay. Vixen?
What am I rolling again?
You gain edge. Logic plus charisma.
Alright.
Oh boy.
Have fun, guys.
Fuck!
That's 5 hits.
That's almost all the dice I'm gonna be rolling.
Oh my god, everybody in the room dies instantly.
Man, Bustin makes me feel Hezra. Bad now.
Hits.
What is it again? Willpower and what?
Willpower and charisma.
Okay.
Fuck!
9, oh, no. 10, 11, okay.
I'm gonna spend a plot point to make Andre roll a glitch die.
Because I got 5 hits. Damn it.
Ready?
Yes.
It's a 4 on my glitch die. So.
Okay. Nothing special. Nothing. Okay, oh, so
fun, unfortunately, I should have just everyone fudged that one for the fun. No, don't do that.
Everyone.
Kids.
Or do? Who knows? Who cares?
Who cares? Nobody.
Everyone.
Does.
Everyone who's not in the party in the room takes 2 shock.
Great.
Henry, however, takes 4 shock.
Jesus. Oh, no.
So, you are on the second track of your shock, and you are at -1 to all rolls. But Vixen has an edge now to recoup the charisma.
Yeah, she almost put poor Henry in a coma, but it's fine.
It's fine, probably. Henry has decent amount of boxes. Fine.
He's a beefy boy.
Heck and chocolate.
It's his lack of charisma that's kicking his ass in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. Is there anything else you would like to ask me, or...
Yeah, where has the ghost been sighted? Like, any specific location?
Well, I haven't seen it personally, but it's been roaming the apartments, and it's been sighted near the cottages and administrative building. Luckily, it hasn't come in here. It could really cause some damage if it came in here with all these people.
Oh, certainly.
Henry awkwardly looks around at everybody, but, like, no eye contact. It's just like...
Why do you not be able to take care of this problem?
Thank you, Andre.
Anything for you, my friend.
And do you do anything else before you leave the room?
I don't think so.
I don't. I'm ready to roll.
All right. You all leave the room, and as, like, you probably cop, like, 1 or 2 dirty glares from the old people in the room. Like, there's still some anti-metas. And Andre's just in a class of his own.
I'm just rolling.
Yeah.
Listen, Andre notices these glares. And he's not happy about it because this is not polite.
Yes.
I'm going to anybody who I notice glaring, I'm just gonna flash him a smile.
Alright.
I would like to try to covertly take pictures of all the people who are glaring.
Nice.
These old people about to get doxxed.
Yup!
watch the fuck out.
Would it be an agility check to do it stealthily?
There is a stealth.
That would be agility plus stealth.
Which I don't have any stealth, so let's just see what happens.
And then you
just
are
agility?
Just rolling agility.
How many hits?
1.
Do you want to spend an edge to reroll that?
Yes. Which one of these buttons is the reroll button?
The exclamation point.
This old bitch is going down.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Save my soul.
So, Henry, you take your data pad, both hands. You hold it up to one old person's face. You hold it up to another old person's face. And a man in, like, now when I say yacht club douchebag, what is the image that comes to y'all's mind?
Had to do it to him, guy, but aged up.
I was literally gonna say that.
Age progression of that guy. Sock tan and all.
I was literally gonna say, fucking Lucky Luciano.
Alright. Because that is what comes up to y'all. That is who comes up to y'all as Henry's
that is
taking
what?
Pictures.
No, I prefer to think of that as a what.
That is what comes up to y'all as Henry. He says... sir, please, I can't have you be taking pictures of the residents. This is a very respected establishment.
Hold up my data pad.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Wait. This is my brother, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really get out of the house very much. Hmm. You know, and we're here to visit Grandma today, and
we don't have any kind here.
Really, well, I mean,
not that anything you have anything against. Orcs.
Our grandmother is a human.
Oh.
You know, metagenetics. Do some weird stuff sometimes.
Make me is it bloodline?
No, I mean that's well.
That's how Shadowrun does work, but.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to roll dice sometimes.
That's gonna be con.
Con, okay.
Like, no, yeah. Their grandma's not here, but she could theoretically be a human.
Yeah, that part isn't a lie.
And the rest of it were true.
Okay. But are you and Henry related?
No.
Alright, maybe a con.
We're totally not related. He's just some rando that I talk to on Instagram sometimes.
Some weirdly sometimes useful troll.
That's two hits.
And what will you contest that with?
I think that's logic plus charisma.
Alright.
Ooh.
He raises an eyebrow at you, but anything else he might is like kind of masked by a racist disdain.
Yeah.
So you're here to visit her grandma. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You know, about my brother. He's just very enthusiastic.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't take pictures of the residents. We don't want them ending up on any of his like whatever gram.
I was just gonna tell him. I was just gonna tell him. It's okay. I'll make sure that he doesn't post them anywhere.
Alright. I would appreciate that. Alright. Have a good day, then.
You too.
As he walks away, I just kind of, like, walk up between him, like, that's men's fashion sense. He's dreadful.
I know, and find his profile on Instagram.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Make me a tech check.
You're gonna dox him!
I believe that's tracking.
Yes, that'll be tracking.
Okay, this is gonna be.
That's. I don't know what that would be. Tracking is like the.
It could be tracking.
Logic tracking, according to the PDF, mm-hmm. said that it includes physical tracking as well as cyber tracking.
Oh, okay.
So I got two hits.
You are able to find his profile on Neo Instagram. He is Lance Snyder.
I'm sorry, is this Snyder?
God, that's such a douchebag name.
Is this Snyder from, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Because I'm doubly hate.
Who knows? That's my sexy little secret.
Everybody gets one.
Great.
Only one, damn it.
Just one.
Now I'll have to be unsexy or honest about everything else.
I know, unfortunately. I should have told you that before you wasted it on that one.
Oh. Okay. So, yes. You find Lance Snyder. He's picked. You know the high school friend, like, you find on Facebook a couple years later and you realize, oh, wait, they're racist.
Yeah, that's like all of them.
Yeah.
That's like everybody I went to high school with.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ. Downsides of going to living in South Carolina ever.
Good gravy.
You go through his Neo Instagram feed and you see a lot of humanist memes.
Great.
Oh, great.
Something quoting a Father Jim every once in a while, but yes.
Oh, God. Fuck Father Jim.
Someone's pissed. I do share this information with Vixen and
oh my god,
Dr. Kula.
Henry, have you heard that Father Jim dude on the radio? He's got a radio broadcast where he just spouts all of this racist bullshit like all the time.
Gross.
It's kind of horrifying. I'm gonna pull up my Instagram and I'm gonna report him.
This is an Instagram podcast now.
It is. Dice Fiends is a podcast about
Instagram. I want to dig through every single photo he has, and I want to find some drunken, shitty one. Or some video he does not want seen. And I want to put that front and center.
Does he have, like, his wife's profile linked in his bio? Can we look at it and see that it's full of, like, Neo-Minion memes?
Neo-Minion memes? Oh, no!
His wife's name is Karen.
Actually, he's MGTOW. Man going their own way?
Oh, okay. What? I didn't know what that was. Now I know.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
I don't know what that but is.
But it's like, either. equal parts racism and sexism on his profile.
Oh, cool.
Oh. Gross.
Glorious.
One post is like, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Bullbach.
Good gravy.
And then it's like, all the best inventions have been made by men. What are women doing?
Henry puts two fingers to his mouth and makes a gagging noise.
Wow, I can't stand this guy.
Like, reading through this, just like, no.
He's okay. His time will come.
What? okay, that's what he said. I thought he said he's okay.
No.
he's a pretty cool guy.
Henry, you're good at texting.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Yes.
Do you think that you could try to hack into the database and figure out where this guy's room is?
Alright, I'm assuming...
I'm just thinking about, like, all the stuff that we could
do. Yes, I'm assuming this is going to be a hacking role this point.
Logic plus hacking, I believe.
I just had to figure out the number.
Dr. Kula might be a human.
I'm sorry, Eric. If
you did not have this planned...
I probably should not be trying to do your job.
That's okay. I'm eating this bagel currently.
That's kind of rude of me.
No, you're good. So now I can't edit out the sounds of me chewing.
Like,
yes.
Just step into the hole. Okay. Anyway.
Five hits on hacking. Nothing. I want to know where his actual home address is.
Hmm? Oh, he currently lives at the Golden Glow Estates.
Okay.
And you know his room is in the administrative office building.
Okay.
Why does he live in the office building?
That's a weird place to live.
Yeah.
Listen, Dr. Kula might be a human, but he's also an immigrant, so he's not down with this guy.
I'm just... I may be a human, but I'm also an immigrant. I'm thinking about that fucking line from my
I may be a professor, but
I may Hogwarts be a Hogwarts student, professor, but I am also a Satanist.
A Stanist.
Welcome to Dice Fiends, an Instagram and fanfiction podcast. We are joined today by Kiara Mueller, Mac, and Jess.
My vampire said flirtily as he started to sob.
Oh god, no, I'm not.
But yes, it does seem that he has converted part of the office building into a suite for himself.
Ugh. This guy's the worst.
Wow, I can't stand this guy. We should
dog him. Oh, yeah, no, trust me.
He's old man Jenkins.
He's old man. He's it. We decided right here, right now.
Alright, so what do you guys do now?
I keep this information for now, because I want to make sure that we...
Well, let's do what we came here to do first, and then we can, decide what we're going to do about, Mr. Racist Dreckhead over here.
First we must bust it, then we can fuck this guy's shit up.
Henry does finger guns at the doctor, but still no eye contact.
Andre's just staring at him like, what the fuck are you doing? He doesn't understand this gesture. He's confused.
Henry facepalms and then sends a picture of a cross to the doctor in Instagram.
I don't know why you're bringing up my family trauma. What have I done to you, Henry? I thought we were friends.
What mysteries do the estates contain for our heroes? Find out next time on Ghost of the Golden Glow Estates, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun Anarchy adventure. The Shadowrunners are Jess, Kiara, and Mac. The aiming and producing is done by Eric. I want to thank Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com for the music we use every episode. Track listings are down in the show notes. I also want to thank @CurseChatter on Twitter for our sweet logo. The Tops Company, Inc. has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any other proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Tops Company, Inc. has granted permission to Dice Fiends to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any other proprietary material in promotional or informational purposes on this website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Dice Fiends in any official capacity whatsoever. Yeah, listen, that's normal for us. Want to help the show? Tell a friend about us, or leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice to help more people find us and listen to characters not roll dice. Do you really want to help the show? Well, consider heading over to Patreon to support us. For $3 a month, you can get access to episodes as soon as I finish editing them. Questions? Concerns? Hit us up at Dice Fiend on Twitter or at social@dicefiends.com for a good old-fashioned email. I'll write you back, I swear, when I remember to check it. If you want to hear more from Jess and Mac, head on over to Pink Mohawk Edition, a Shadowrun Anarchy actual play podcast that's just heaps of fun. Until next time, don't let your guard down around ghosts. Goodbye.